Lafley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Who the heck is this Bob Tuscan guy?
He's a radio talk show host. That's who he is.
No, he's not. He's some schmuck. I know about Steve Starrs. Steve Starrs. I'm a big fan of Steve Starrs. We're taking calls this hour, Steve.
We sure are.
800-313-9443. Let's talk to Ed in Kentucky. Hello, Ed. That was the most insightful comment I've heard from a caller all month.
I think we caught Ed away, you know, but we had him hanging all during the break. You know, Ed's usually running the ball, so let's see.
Is Ed still there, Mr. Producer, or are you still there?
Okay.
But Ed is? Yeah, Ed, you don't want to talk to us, man? I said, Ed, you don't want to talk to us?
What the fuck?
Oh man.
Mm. He started with an F-bomb. Maybe he didn't know he was on air.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Mr. Producer, is he still there now?
Poor Ed. Well, so much for
Ed. What was that? All of a sudden I heard a WTF. Wow.
Yeah, well, sorry about that, friends. You know, we...
Call back if you want, all right? 800-313-9443.
We don't screen our calls, obviously, and sometimes I don't know what the story is, but...
All right, Ed, sorry about that, man.
You still out there?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, how you doing?
Welcome back. I'm glad you're feeling better, sir.
Thanks, man.
How's the family doing? Hi, Steve.
Hey, Ed.
This is your favorite veteran who is in a number one hit list of Obama, or whatever his name is. They found out that when they disqualified him and yanked his law license, that he's had at least 14 triple social security numbers.
That's right.
Because one of the questions they asked in law school, have you ever won under an alias? He said no. When they found all this crap out, they said, "Dig, dude, you no longer a lawyer. We're yanking your license." And go to find out his, wife, lover, whatever, lost her license due to the fact that she was about to get yanked big time for defrauding clients.
That's not surprising, is it? You know, because we
see what kind of... No, it's not. But I have to give kudos to China. They turned down Secret Service inspection review on two schools. They said for immoral perpetuity, we will not allow you or your family in these schools. And China told them no.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just found that out on RBN this weekend.
What do you think Ed, what do you think of Mark Obama and his China connections? I mean, here's the other half-brother of Barack Obama over in China. Now, he's supposed to be an artist, but he also works quite a bit with computer software and stuff like that. And there have been rumors, of course, that he's involved with the Chinese military intelligence and spying and stuff like that and selling information.
Well, he's got a brother, what, that's with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah. This is Mark Obama, not Malik, but Mark.
Saying he's got another brother that's what, the Muslim Brotherhood. Now he's got one in China that's, of all places, China, which is known for what, their software technology.
Right.
If you notice that, what would you say, Steve, about what, since the 80s, all technology you read has come from China or one of their affiliates. And when I say affiliate, I mean Taiwan, what's another one? And, you know, all the Oriental,
Hong Kong,
Hong Kong, and all them. We might as well say it's all China, but they're, you know, like I said, the affiliates is, their technology is quite superior. I had to admit that. I just wish their customer service was.
Hard to understand them.
You get a manual that's what, 5 different languages now, but anyway, it doesn't surprise me, Steve, at all, because I just want to know what the hell's up now, because we just lost what, 200 plus people as a sacrifice. CIA nabbed the 20. Tech geeks from the plane, pilots made out rich. You'll never hear of them again.
Right. Yeah.
They threw their uniforms away while cashing their checks. It doesn't surprise me at all, because this guy has got his hand in so much stuff. I got to ask you guys a question, please. I mean, this has been bugging me ever since I found this crap out. And as a veteran, I feel more used and abused than a cheap whore after a military payday weekend. He's had more Secret Service agents quit on him than any other president in our history.
Yeah, that says a lot, too, because they're very loyal to their league. And,
yeah, but see, here's another thing. Didn't President Jefferson give us an example of what to do to a traitor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Okay. Now, if you're that loyal to your oath, why is he still above ground?
Yeah, well, the question is also, you know, why are the Republicans not immediately demanding his resignation? That's what bothers me.
Guys are focusing way too much on this guy, as usual.
Well, yeah, that's true. But the bottom line is, Bobby, this is the guy that's signing the executive orders. This is the guy that's pressing.
Don't care. It's just a scribble, man.
Sure. But, you know, anything we can do to disrupt their rhythm, in a sense, is necessary. And I think it says a lot when we hold the chief.
Getting rid of Barry Sotero is not going to disrupt the rhythm. If anything, it's going to appease the rhythm.
Well, it all depends on
how you figure.
Because he's just another puppet, man. If it's not him, it'll be the next guy. It'll be Biden or whoever. It doesn't matter.
But think of it this way. And I'm trying to be optimistic as possible, with minimal damage to the people. Okay, as a soldier, I have to take the risk, but I have to look at the cost as minimal risk to the innocent.
And I'll tell you real quick. Let me just interject that if Barry Sotero was to go down, okay, if he was to be impeached, perhaps that would only further serve the powers that shouldn't be. And here's why. Okay, because the people, on some level, would believe that their actually seeing some sort of hope and change. And it would simply be a release valve, which would condition us to be even deeper in the hole that we're in. So that's what I'm afraid of.
Well, see, here's the thing. It would also probably be enough hope to where they will wake it, that they would wake up. Enough of us are already awake. The military's awake. He has no military. I mean, he's saying this jerk thinks he's got a military behind him. Sorry, sir, you don't. Because the first thing you're going to do to act stupid, you're going to see a military coup first. And that's going to wake a lot of people up.
All right, hold on, and we'll continue this talk on the other side of the break.
The Bob Justin Show.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We are all over the place tonight. That's all right. 800-313-9443 if you would like to jump in the driver's seat and take us, well, on another crash course somewhere. 800-313-9443. We got Steve Starrs riding shotgun, of course. And Ed's on the line from Kentucky, is it? Ed? No? Arkansas?
Kentucky.
It is Kentucky, okay. So, my bottom line is, continuity of government continues. We are completely naive to think that going after Barry Sotero or even the next guy or the next guy really makes a difference. And we better... Go ahead, Ed.
Look at it this way. You heard the old saying, you cut off the head of the snake, it'll die? You know. You got to start somewhere, but see, this would send...
But he's not the head of the snake, man.
Well, let's put it this way. It's what they gave us. And you take that out, you're sending Rockefeller, Rothschilds, Bushes, Clintons, and everyone else who, and whoever else is involved in this, a big message. Okay? Whoever you send in here wrong, we're taken down. And we're coming after you.
But you know, let me look at it both ways to give credit to both sides of the argument. You know, you may be old enough, I don't know if you are or not, but I remember Watergate, and I remember what happened.
I'm 54.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're 54, you remember it. Well, what we had then was, we allowed Nixon to appoint his own successor after Spiro Agnew, his vice president, was removed, and John Mitchell, they had problems with the attorney general and all that kind of stuff. Of course, that was prior to that and all that. But, situation with taking Nixon out was that we allowed him to appoint his own successor, which was Gerald Ford, who, you know, covered up all the information on the Warren Commission and was really an insider. And they initially wanted to pick Nelson Rockefeller to be president or vice president, put him in, but everybody realized that was not going to fly, so Rockefeller got in the back door as vice president. So you're right about saying that, yeah, the necessity of sending a message and putting the people back in control was, in effect, to some extent, very positive through the Watergate era. But Bob is also correct that the continuity of government is going to try to put their own person right back in again behind Obama, and that's what we got to put a stop to. So if we take Obama down, you got to take down the whole system. You got to have.
You got to take down Obama. You got to take down Biden. You got to take down the whole entire U.S. Senate and Congress because they're all traitors.
Right.
You know. Do any of you guys have Instagram?
I don't. No. Mm-mm.
Well, I have an Instagram account, and believe it or not, I put RBN on my profile page. And
good.
One of my followers sent me a very interesting picture this morning, because he's aware of what's going on, and there's a lot of people on Instagram who's aware of what's going on. And I'm talking about people younger than us. And I remember when B-52 circled the Earth 24/7, 365 with nuclear warheads on them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. How old school I am. It said, if they really fought for my freedom, this is what it would look like if it had United States Armed Forces surrounding the White House and fighting the White House to get to the White House. And I looked at that, and my simple statement was this. It's going to happen. Yahweh help us all. Because you're forgetting, gentlemen, when he fired those 300-plus officers,
right?
He just proved to the nation that there is 300-plus solid patriots.
Yep, there sure are. They may not have jobs now, but they're out there. I mean, the numbers, as you are well aware, Ed, in the military are far more alert and aware of what's happening than we would give them credit for.
And the thing is, and I hate to say this, and I hope nobody of your family have experienced this, and I'm sorry to bring it up, but it has to be said. A lot of these suicides in the military is due to the fact who in their outright mind would turn around and have one of their own kill their mother or father. And that's what they're asking these people to do.
Yeah, they've really pushed these guys beyond limit, and I feel sorry for our vets, and I know a lot of them are, you know, it's hard to talk to some of them about some of this stuff because they can't deal with it. I mean, they've given their lives and their time, their energy, their dedicated service, you know, risked their lives.
I gave 10 years. I gave up going to Eastern Kentucky University just so I didn't have to register for Selective Service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
that's what you get.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call, as always, brother. All right?
Hey, babe. I'll call back again later on.
Anytime. All right, let's talk to Mark now in Oregon. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, man?
I've done better, and I've done worse, and I'll leave it at that. But at any rate, Bob, you don't seem to be very optimistic that impeachment would result in any kind of improvement in our national situation here, I guess.
I'm 100% certain it wouldn't. I know that sounds a little sure. It might sound like I'm a little sure of myself, but I am. I'm nearly positive that, I am positive that it would do nothing. Nothing.
Well, I agree with
you. If anything, it would hurt the situation.
I don't know if it could be hurt anymore, to be honest with you.
In that sense, I agree. But in the sense that it might offer a artificial appearance of change, that's what I worry about.
Right. I heard you say that. Well, as long as it's left in the power structure, and the power structure is not just the White House, of course, not just the branch of the federal government called the presidency, but it's total collusion between all three branches that are in Washington, D.C. So actually, they have that going for them, they being they, of course, us being us, not to include us in the all-inclusive we. And they also have going for them a number of other things, which they have erected through time in anticipation of the pushback, whatever size the pushback would be, to whatever degree it would gain publicity and momentum. They have contingency plans for all of that. And essentially, there has been no pushback in this country relative to affecting them, slowing them down in the implementation of their agenda for this country and the world. And people are asking the questions every day, callers as well as broadcast hosts, you know, what can you do with a situation like that? If they're not aware that there aren't any outs as far as human capability goes, human ability to protest, to delineate the issues, to expose the evil, what the good Lord tells us, we must expose the evil. We must be watchmen on the wall and do that, communicate the danger and the presence of evil in this world as a force, as well as manifested within the minions on the human level that work for those that answer directly to Satan himself in private meetings, such as the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Vatican and the black royalty of Europe, then what we have left, basically, is what we had 10 years ago, what we had 20 years ago, what we had ever since every contrived war.
Mark, stay with us here. You're on a roll. Stay with us, though. We got to take a break, and we'll come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
The FBI is searching for a recent Army recruit believed to be planning a Fort Hood-inspired shooting.
Searching for a recent Army recruit. He is believed to be planning a Fort Hood-inspired jihad against U.S. soldiers. FoxNews.com's Jana Winter broke that story. She joins us with the very latest. Jana, what is the latest?
Well, the latest is that the FBI in Kansas City and military out there are actively searching for a man that they're calling Booker, who was an Army recruit as of February 2014, but who was discharged last week after apparently telling the FBI that jihad was imminent, and he has been telling his friends that he was going to say goodbye and preparing for this, quote, imminent jihad.
Did the FBI release him? Is that what you said?
The alert that FoxNews.com obtained was circulated throughout the Marine Corps, and it says that on the 20th of March of this month, the FBI interviewed Booker, and that these views about his imminent jihad plans became known. So,
oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, always on the job, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, more fear. More Fox. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they ever solve that thing that, what was it called, the JFK assassination 50 years ago? No. Mm-hmm. How about Bobby Kennedy? Yeah. How about 9/11? Yeah, they're on the job all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
let's go back to the phone lines.
Yeah, get back to Mark here. He was talking about
Mark. Sorry about that, sir.
Oh, no problem. I was mentioning their list of accomplishments, Bob and Steve. Contrived wars, not just in our time, but you know, all the way from time immemorial. It's a tool of evil to really inject a maximum amount of chaos into human society, and they've had tremendous success, and they have been building on that success for literally thousands of years. They have created a reality in which every new piece of implementation into the overall structure of evil, which allows them to do what they do, acts synergistically with what they've already established. Now, on the other side of this, you have good people out here, including you and Steve, Bob, people such as myself, who I've always held the view that it's really just sooner or later whether you end up dead or go to a camp and end up dead, because the broadcasters are out over the line, speaking out publicly against them, and the people who expose themselves by calling, by protesting, in the street, and whatever, gun rights, Second Amendment right, cause. Everybody goes down on the list. You know, the facial recognition is registered, and it goes into the dossier at the Fusion Center, and they're grabbing relatively low-hanging fruit there. They're grabbing what would normally be relatively upper tree-level fruit, because of the National Security Agency monitoring of all phone calls through keyword recognition for I don't know how many years now, I guess about 20 years. And they have a technology which serves them to put us in a subjugated position, and that is we don't have any idea what they're doing, but they have a really good idea of what we're doing individually. As far as what they're doing against us, that's where we really don't realize, most of us, I don't think, because we don't want to. We don't want to face just how well they have thought out this plan to totally subjugate and to very quickly after that to actually eliminate at least 99% of the human life from this planet, as well as many other life forms. So we also have the fluoride in the water, the GMO foods. Other countries won't put up with it. It's not nearly as prevalent in most other countries as far as GMO goes. I don't know about fluoride. I think fluoride is more prevalent by this time in other countries also. But in this country, along with the chemtrails, the vaccinations, so to speak, the poison in a vial that has live cancer viruses in it, as well as other things that just break health down to nothing, the Gardasil shot's a fine example of that. They have us... how is it, 7 ways to Sunday, basically. They've covered all of their bases, and we're left, the people are left, just as they had planned it, by commenting and giving a good running commentary on the evil which they're perpetrating upon us, and nobody can come up with an answer, really, how to come against it, even if they're not aware of just really how bad it is as far as their ability as the opposition to quash us in a day. And they can do it in a day. And they have various ways they can.
You're making sense, Mark. You're making sense, unfortunately.
Well, it's just the reality of the situation. You know, when you stare into the abyss long enough, you know, it just really gives you an idea of how overwhelming it is, because they have planned so well. They have that pseudo-intelligence. And I call it, because Satan is the greatest fool in creation. He always was and he always will be. But they have his intelligence, and it works up to the certain level of the accomplishment of his goals. And they are spiritually dedicated to bringing his goals to fruition, because he has told them that will give them eternal life, Their current version of it is through the singularity of the human being melded with technology, actually, you know, and it's so ridiculous, and it's so evil, and everything about them is so evil. We just want to stop it, but we cannot do it alone. And Satan was created by God. We were created by God. And all of this is playing out, and we're going to be the people that he wants us to be by God by the time that we get into eternity and in the very near future here, because that thousand-year millennial reign of Christ, that is eternity for us also. And we will be in our glorified bodies at that time, through that thousand years. So we're a lot closer to the sun rising, so to speak, and its darkest before the dawn truly applies here. But what we've really forgotten in the all present right. time here is actually to give God recognition and to bring him back into the conversation, because it's like people don't take care of their elders and their parents these days, and they basically quite often, I mean, not always, some people are very good at it, but it used to be the norm that mm-hmm. you would never exclude someone who has dedicated themselves to bringing in the family on a genetic basis.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. And that's the way God feels. We have just basically forgotten all about him in this country. This is the engine.
I can buy that.
And this is the...
Mark, for the sake of time here, I want to segue to another caller, but I hear you, man.
Yeah. Well, I just really appreciate you guys and the whole network. I made a contribution, and I'll be making more in the future, you know, for allowing there to be a stage or a venue that people sure. can actually speak their heart, because that's really where we've been going around in circles as a whole in the Patriot Christian community up until this point in time. We need to give recognition back to God, bring him into the conversation. We actually need a day of national repentance is where it really, really starts at, if we want some supernatural help here, because without it, my friends, we're done doo-doo, okay? As far as this country goes, as far as this world goes, yeah. the prophecies will be fulfilled. But God expects more of us than to forget about him, because he created us and he loves us. And it's very tough sometimes to know how he loves us when he allows what he allows in this world. And I go through it not on a daily basis, but I go through it on a good number of days. And it's hard, and it's a test of faith, and it's a trial of faith. And I think we all go through it. But we need to do what's right, and we have to pray to do what's right. We have a lot going against that, all the forces of hell. But we can fight spiritual warfare if we'll bring ourselves to it like he commands us to. But anyway, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, gotcha. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Okay, we are going to get cut off by a break here after all. But then we're going to come back to the Freds.
It's the night of Freds. Night of Freds again, Bob.
They must call together. Or
they do.
I don't know how they do it, but
they
got Fred in Iowa and then Fred in California. All we need is now from Fred from Michigan to call in. So Fred, if you're listening, call in, or any other Freds. We'll take all Freds in the next segment on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Calling all Freds. We'll take your calls next. 800-313-9443.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Steve Starr is writing in here, and we're going to get to the phones in just a minute. And just following up on some of these things we've been talking about, you know, should Obama be forced to resign? I think impeachment's too good for him, to be honest with you. I think he should be forced to resign immediately. I think it'd be beneficial, but of course, as Bob points out, you know, the continuity of government will kick into action, and they'll try to put somebody back in office like they did with Gerald Ford after Nixon. I lived through that, but I think there's some benefits to it as well. And we talked a little bit about what's happening in the country, and I'm going to get back to the lines here. We have our Freds calling in, and let's go to our first Fred. Fred, are you there?
I'm here. You're talking to the one in Iowa.
All right, the Iowa Fred. How are things in Iowa, and how are you, Fred?
Okay. I've been waiting all weekend to talk to you, Steve, for the reason I believe you're the most amenable to knowledge. But Bob has got it absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. Getting rid of Obama is not cutting off the head. Unfortunately, there's multiple heads. Now, Mark, the previous caller, listen in. listen strongly, and you may want to come back with commentary. Okay, Steve, if you recall me calling last week, I said I didn't like to talk in code or be cryptic. People can only take so much.
Right.
All right. And I don't know if you're aware of them sites, websites I wanted you and Bob to become aware of. Now, I'm not a one-trick pony. I put in thousands of hours of study into multiple subjects. But we're in a spiritual war. And what Mark was saying, he's covering it pretty well. Now, I don't want to see RBN become a theocracy program. We've got many fronts to cover and fight against and have the knowledge of. But the only way that we're going to win if we're spiritually prepared. And Mark covered it real well. Now, I got my area of expertise or knowledge, this old guy, although I'm not greatly articulate. But the things that are happening in the end times that are happening now, that we are going to become going into spirituality, not spiritual. And there's going to be praying to the dead and talking to this and all that. Okay, I have rules of my own. My first is I go by the word and I judge everything against that. And there's one other one. Now, maybe this may sound insignificant. Do I believe in UFOs, unidentified flying objects? Absolutely. Do I believe that they are from other planets, other galaxies, and other Earths? Absolutely not. But there are other Earths with other people created by our Creator. Yes, there are. But when you know and understand the Bible, there is nothing from outer space that's coming here. And when you understand the Nephilim, they were when the sons of Seth went into the daughters of Cain and found them fair, and giants walked on the earth, and all that isn't any exceptionally big, tall man. It's starting when the sons of God become corrupted. And them sites, or the site that I referred you to, and I'm not a one-trick pony, study them, and especially take the life testimony of that person. That'll tell you where it's coming from. And get back to the thing, we're fighting a spiritual war. I know the end. And if I tell people, most people would puke their guts out, fall down and go into the fetal position. But it's only faith. And we do not have to divorce our brain. The word stresses that we are to reason together. And so many so-called Christians think they can walk through the doors of a church and leave their brains outside. And they are taught by so often ignorant pastors. So it's a difficult battle, my friends. And
yes, it is. Mm-hmm, I agree. You know.
Okay, I covered as much as I want to say. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, Fred. We appreciate hearing from you, brother. Yeah, I agree. And you know, I will be the first to say that I think there's something very wrong when pastors can't stand up in front of the pulpit and say, you know, as much as I want to talk about loving your neighbor and how to fix your marriage and your prosperity and all this kind of stuff, I want to show you a video of World Trade Center 7. Because people in these churches need to understand what's really going on. I mean, they need to realize that, you know, you were lied to on 9/11. They've been lying to you all along. They just goad you like foolish sheep. And you believe it because you've been terrorized. And this is where pastors need to be today. They need to stand up and say that. They need to tell their congregation. And you know what's going to happen? The rich and wealthy Republican donors are going to walk out. Good riddance to them. You know what I mean? It's time for these people in these churches to stand up and recognize what's happening politically, friends, because politically is a big part of this. It's not just, oh, well, you know, I'll just keep in my little corner here, and I'm not going to bother anybody, and I'm just going to try to be a good person, and whatever happens, you know, we're going to fly away in the rapture, and we're not going to be here for any of the real trouble. Hey, come on, wake up. You know, the people in these churches need to wake up right now because, in all honesty, they've got to get real about what's happened. You can't sweep this blood under the carpet, you know. And you're seeing right now that Jeb Bush is even making a push to try to get in and maybe become the next candidate for the Republican Party. Can you believe that? But everywhere he goes, people ought to have signs. 9/11 was an inside job. You know, I mean, we need to get this kind of word out. We need to talk about what's really happening. 9/11 is the litmus test. It can either be a blessing for this country, or we can ignore it, and it'll become another furtherance of this curse. So I don't know if I'm going to have time to get to Fred. And let's see. Well, this is the Fred in California, I think. Oh, we got a couple minutes. Fred, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm in bed. I'm doing fine. I want to say a big hi to Fred from Michigan. He offers a lot of good stuff. He wasn't on yet tonight, but I just want to say something, Mark, your caller, a couple of calls ago, offered some very compelling, ideas and thoughts that I've come to. And, you know, I've spent 12, 15 years studying this stuff and listening to talk radio and becoming a talk show activist. And, you know, it's frustrating. I was talking to John Stadtmiller of ways of, you know, how can we take all that we know and put it into action? Okay, and it's frustrating, and I've come to a point right now where the great creator, I mean, was it by design that when you study history over thousands of years, it repeats itself. We go through all the same things, and both you, Bob and Steve, I mean, 500 years ago, you probably would have been on a street corner or on a soapbox, you know, instead of being on a radio. But I wonder if, you know, us as a species, this is our way that we've been created to keep in balance in nature because of our greed for money and lust and power. And it leads us to do the most loving things, and at the same time, just be totally horrible to each other. And, you know, I listen to other talk shows, and I keep thinking, gosh, if we could somehow get a mothership, you know, that can mobilize all these talk show networks together, and, you know, it's like it's time for another step. I feel frustrated because it's tough to research this material, and I admire both of you along with all other talk shows that are delving into this, because research is tough. You have to remain open-minded, and you have to accept the fact that you could be wrong on an item, and you have to be willing to change. And
right. Yeah, and admit that you are when you are, and that doesn't happen very often. Hey, do you have some more to say, Fred? We could hang on after the break, or we've got a break.
Yeah, I would just a little bit more. That'd be great. And then, okay. You know, I'll always
hold on,
in.
Hold on. We'll be back with the Bob Tuscan Show on RBN. Stay tuned, friends, right after these messages. Bob Tuscan Show. With financial.